Welcome to Post Show Pieces, where we pretty much talk about anything that we couldn't think of during the show or we just thought of. So enjoy.
So the ones that we did not get into, I had
the sexuality one where it's like women tend to be more allowed to experiment with sexuality versus men, where you do it once, you get thrown into that category. It's like, oh, you suck the dick once.
That's like a Catholic girl going to college.
That's such a double standard, though. It's like, yeah, we experimented, but also we're a slut and a whore, and we should never fuck. And then I'm like, what? Which is it? You want me to make out with my roommate, or you want me to fucking wear a chastity belt? Which is it?
Yeah, make up your damn mind.
So that's actually one that I had. It was Tadio had to modify this one. It was being a virgin past mid-20, and how. I guess girls are kind of seen as like pure, and you kind of want to have sex with them. But if a guy is like in his a virgin past his mid-20s, he's like a loser, pathetic. Like, why can't you get any pussy? Like that type of shit.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a very. We had to move it to mid-20s because like college time. You know, maybe that's when people, you know, lose their virginity or whatever. Like. 18, 19, 20. But once you hit past college, I think there's like that stigma too.
Yeah, for sure. Because I mean, I don't know why these movies make it seem like everyone in high school is fucking. Like these teen romance movies, like, yeah, he's banging 50 girls in high school. That never happened. Like, I think people get one or two under their belt and then you either explode in college or you don't, you know? But I think that's the reason why people go crazy in college, because you spend high school probably not fucking. You become like sexually awakened in high school, and then in college you get the benefits of basically being an adult with none of the consequences, so you can do whatever, and that's like a lot of experimentation. You find things you like, you don't like, all that stuff. But for dudes, it's like a lot of men, like if a girl hooks up, like makes out with another girl, she's okay. If a dude makes out with another dude, it's like you can spend a whole lifetime like just having sex with women. You suck one dick, you're gay. even think about it. You give one friendly hand job and you are gay for life.
Yeah. Just close your eyes.
Just close your eyes, bro.
I think that just goes back to women having a very beautiful body and just women always. I mean, I very easily find myself complimenting women on the same level as men, but I know I'm not sexually attracted to women, but I don't really see guys being that open about, yo man, you're fine as fuck. Like, why don't you got a girl yet? Like, it's not like on a girl level.
Mm. Yeah, because women are allowed to kind of stretch that category. Because even if you found a female form attractive, but they had no desire to do anything with it. Like, you're still okay. If a dude sees, like, if I say a jack dude, my brain is more like, he has these things that other women find attractive. So that's how I view it as attractive. I'm like, all right, that dude's jack, so he must get X amount of pussy, right? I'm like looking at the dude's pecs and be like, man, if I could just get my hands in those pecs, I'd be good. You know, it's like, it's different. But I think sometimes, like, you know, this, like, that saying is like, how do you know you don't like something if you don't try it? That doesn't apply to like sexual things with guys. It's like you just automatically have to be like, you're straight or you're gay. Like you just programmed to be like, well, I'm straight. And then if you decide you're gay, it's because you just jumped, you just committed, right?
That's interesting.
You're on that side of the fence now, buddy.
Exactly. No coming back. No coming back. The gate's closed. Like, are you sure? Are you sure?
That's those guys sitting in the middle of the fence. It's like, I'm gonna have my both hands in the cookie jars here.
Exactly. And you see, there's some people that are able to get away with it. Like, very rarely on the male side. You see it with, like there's that actor, I forgot his name. I don't know if you guys have seen Shameless.
Oh, what's his face?
The guy that plays, I forgot his name, but the guy that plays Ian, who's like the gay guy, the gay tough guy.
Yeah.
The actor in
Ian Gallagher?
Yeah, Ian Gallagher is his name in the show. Oh, his name is Cameron Morgan. I think in real life is his actual name. But he identifies as heterosexual. But in that show, it's like, I get it, it's acting, but man, there's some butts to nuts contact in that show. That's not much acting other than just grinding up on a dude, right?
And there's, out and, like, there's like dude on dude action.
Oh, sure. You're right. But you know, I feel it's like the same thing for like women too. Like if like that's why they're actors. I'm like, I can't do that.
I'm pretty sure there's straight dudes who do gay porn because it pays more.
I knew some kids in high school that did that.
Ooh, drop it.
Yeah. They were twins and they were on the wrestling team. Oh. And rumors were that they did porn.
Oh. They did gay porn because they did more?
But if you did it, it's okay. No.
Oh. Oh, okay.
They did gay twin porn? What is going on here?
It's a whole niche.
Not to each other, but I feel like... Yeah. Oh, God. First of all, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, wait, there is, though. It's incest porn, isn't it?
Twins, that's incest. Yeah. Incest porn.
I'm not saying incest is okay. I'm just saying, like, in general, if you want to do porn at any, whatever. I'm done.
Hey, look, we're all getting canceled, so you just wrote your death note. So it's all
no.
Put it out there, Mo.
I'm trying so hard to be PC. But yeah, there were rumors. There were some dudes off the wrestling team. Like, and they were ripped. Like, they were really good at wrestling. Like, it was just like, oh shit, these dudes.
Mm.
I guess the thing is, I think the thing is, the reason why men are not allowed to experiment is because of the way we think. Because, like, we were talking to this guy yesterday. I was saying how the Romans classified, they classified sexuality based off the act, right? So if you were a male, but you were essentially topping other males, as in you were fucking other dudes, you were considered gay because you're the one that's doing the fucking. But if you were the bottom, the one that's receiving, that was considered gay.
Yeah, it's the act that dictates the sexuality, not the person.
Yeah, not the person. So not the sexes of the people engaging in the act.
I see.
So if you were, like, for example, if you were getting head from a dude, the dude that's receiving would be considered gay, not you, because it's, I guess, associated with the aggressiveness of the act, and the giving is a masculine thing. Like, men, have you noticed the way men talk about sex? They always talk about, like, I did this to her. Men don't talk about, like, even for example, if you talk about an amazing sexual experience for a girl, you don't talk about, like, she fucked the shit out of you. Even if she rode the hell out of you and she did all the work, dudes still talk like, oh, I fucked the shit out of her. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't. You received something, but we're programmed to think like I did this, I did that. So I think that the reason why now when it comes to sexuality, all of a sudden we're like, you're gay if you're out there, you know, getting railed out, is because you're receiving now, because now you're getting railed out by another dude. And that's where I guess the tone of sexuality kind of lies with men, because even those guys that are like, I don't know, like there's some dudes that are still very hyper masculine acting, even though they're gay, they tend to be tops. They still tend to be the ones delivering versus bottom, which is associated with more of the feminine boys. So is that whole thing.
I'm just back here, you know, sipping my tea.
You know, galleries over here popping some popcorn.
So I have one. I have another one. I think you'll be able to speak to this one. So you have, this is a picture that I saw, and it was two women wearing the same exact shirt, but one of them is a little bit bustier, and the girl that was bustier was being told you need to dress more appropriately.
Yep.
So I guess the double standard there is just that, you know, you're chastised. Is that the word I want to use for being more curvaceous?
Yeah, there's a double standard in weight, and that's a given in both, whether you're a man or a female, but definitely hands down when you're a woman. You look at it every time you just look at models, like just Kendall Jenner is, let's say she wears something, let's say it barely covers her, it's the tiniest dress or the tiniest bikini, and you put that shit on a woman who's got curves, ass, tits, and literally the curvier woman's going to get more shit because she's more sexual looking, or she's more provocative, more inappropriate because she's got curves. It's fucked up.
Mm. Yeah. Men, we get away with it. Like, because, I mean, I don't
know
even on men, though, because I know me personally, I'm rocking volcano neck. I'm talking deep V-neck, showing all chest, and I don't get chastised at all for anything, right? But and I think also as well too, amongst men, we don't judge each other like that. We make fun of each other, like, why are you wearing this and that? But when a girl like has her tits out, that like that's something that other women will literally, you know, like be like, oh, she's a whore. Like, you don't even know the person, but you're automatically gonna call her that.
Yeah.
But is it from envy? Because if a girl, let's say, for example, maybe has a seemingly less attractive body, no one really says anything. But if she can,
right. Yeah. It's just so embedded in our culture and our society that you know, we want to be, women want to be independent and we want to lift each other, but we've been taught to pit against each other too. So it's women are toxic too. Like, it, you know, we're over here trying to be at the top and be better than men, but we tear each other down. So
yeah.
There's a double standard there. Like, I don't see men pit and fucking tear each other down nearly as bad as women do.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, I don't give a shit. Yeah. I'm just like, all right, yeah, you do what you got to do. I have two more. One, this is another one. I guess it's like when strong women are often called bossy or bitchy, but strong men are seen as like charismatic, great leaders and shit like that.
You see that with women of color. Like, if let's like you got an angry black woman, you got an angry white woman, it's gonna be like, oh, the angry black woman versus like the Karen.
Oh, the Karen.
Yeah. Karen's brand new though. Karen just came off the lot, so the white people just got their angry.
That bitch always existed, but we finally.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I wonder why we said it on Karen though.
You know what she evolved from? She evolved from the "May I speak to your manager?" person. That's where she came from. That was her pre-evolution Pokemon. Yeah, that was Pikachu, and then she went straight Raichu mode when she decided to start calling people niggers. That's when she evolved.
Yo, she skipped Thunderstone. She went to like a Alola version. She was like, "Oh y'all,
I got this." I went to Planet Fitness. Bam! I'm dropping N-bomb for everybody.
So. There's a thing that I saw online where saying the female or the male version of Karen is Ken, but I've never seen videos of Ken on the internet. Have you guys seen anything about that?
I don't
like
think the male. I think the male feminist might be that the male feminist that literally pretends to be a feminist to get ass. That guy is the wolf in sheep's clothing. The guy that's, you know, going to say like, oh. Like, basically, he's a feminist up until it doesn't work in his favor.
Oh.
That's that male Karen. I don't know what you want to call him. Like, the dude that stands for women's rights and all that stuff. But at the same time, you heard he roofied some girl.
I feel like this is the double standard in terms of who can push the buttons and still retain their teeth. Like, women can get in your face, they can say shit, they can do shit, and they think that they're gonna just get a slap on the hand because they're a woman. Whereas you don't see a whole lot of men acting fucking crazy because then they're probably gonna get shot and they're gonna be treated way more aggressively than a woman.
Does it vary culture to culture? Because like, there's also that stereotype of Latin women, that Latin women are passionate, Latin women cut, stab, beat. But the thing is, it's not, I don't know if it's seen as a negative thing, even though it sounds crazy to say. It almost makes people more attractive to Latin women, but also is that associated with the fact that Latin women are always associated with being beautiful. So there's a trade-off. Because I know, like, you see the Brazilian woman, she's gorgeous. You're like, well, that chick will fucking stab you at the moment's notice, right?
Right. But you take the crazy with the violence.
We're okay with it. Like, I did the math in my head. I'm like, okay with it. Like, I'm like, all right.
Pros and cons list.
It's exactly. It's more passion.
Worst comes to worst, I get stabbed and I die. It's
passion.
Yeah, exactly. Passion. You're getting your face slammed in and curb stomped, but it's passion. Yeah, you know,
the chicken is seasoned.
Yeah, it's literally my parents. My mom was like a throwing expert in the army, and just long story short, my dad was just pushing the buttons purposefully because he likes to rile up, and she threw a knife at him purposely, missed.
Oh, shit. Like the Matrix.
But he just likes like, he likes that shit. He'd be like, Mo, like one day I hope you find someone where you get a fire and you got passion and you're trying to kill each other. I'm like, oh, I don't know, but I'm Mexican and Thai, so I got Asian and Latin.
Her mom's a Sag and he's an Aries. It's two fire signs. So,
your mom basically told you, get you a man that's going to murder you. That's how you know. That's how you know he likes you.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Right. Like, I'm guilty of this as well too, because I don't say I like crazy women, but what I understand what your dad meant by that statement. Like, I don't get it, but I'm just like, yeah, makes about sense. Like, makes sense. Like, right. I guess I do the math in my head. The passion element comes with danger, but I also is why maybe we necessarily like it. Mm-hmm. But they're not also like danger. Maybe that's what it is, because I've always associated passion with some element of sketchiness to it. Like, there's no submissive passion. Like, what is that? You know?
Right. I feel like there's different levels of crazy. And, you know, you've got like good crazy where like, okay, she's probably going to like throw a can of beans at me, but then she's still going to cook me dinner. Don't waste them beans, though. That's okay.
Yeah, I'd keep my head out the kitchen.
She, you know, she's probably going to smack me with this frying pan, but at the end of the day, like, I know she still loves me.
Yeah.
So are we talking about like frying, like, and hit you with a frying pan versus like she collects like fucking dolls and like just has a whole row of them in her bedroom, like that type of crazy?
Versus the other crazy who like hides your clothes, like, or stalks you and follows you around, you know, texts you saying some crazy stuff. Like, that's a different kind of crazy.
That's murder. Yeah, that's murder crazy. But it's like, is there much of a difference between like good crazy and bad crazy? It's like, I always say there's no difference between like an alcoholic or a hard drinker. I'm like, it's the same thing. One person doesn't necessarily lose it all to the thing. So if you have a girl that's capable of throwing a knife at you, just because she hasn't killed you yet doesn't mean she's not crazy enough to do that. You know?
I think it's just, maybe it just depends on the frequency. Mm-hmm. And the level of said frequency. Like, if she just stays at 100 all the time, then okay, you probably want to, like, you know, abort mission. But if you just have spurts and you kind of know what they come from, so you're like, all right.
Bipolarism is what you're
A knife wound once every 2 weeks.
I mean, I have my blow up.
It's Tuesday. There's a 50% chance I might get stabbed today. I think it's better than yesterday, 64%.
Oh my God. Okay, what's the next topic, John?
last one I have. So parents are super protective of their daughter being promiscuous, but you know, when their son does it, they kind of like just
Wear a condom, son.
Yeah. Exactly. Here's a condom. There you go. Yeah, versus like, hey, you know, you need to be back here by 8 o'clock. Like, right.
No, I still try and understand why there's such a double standard for raising a daughter versus a son, and the whole like boys will be boys and like girls like,
are fragile.
Like, girls need to be protected.
And they're special.
But I think it's just because we're the ones most at risk. Yeah. We really are, just in terms of anything. Like, we're at risk of human trafficking significantly higher than men. We have to carry the baby full term. A lot of STDs are typically more harmful to women and show up for women more than men. And it's just like, it is more of a dangerous role for women, but at the flip side, it's a double-edged sword. It's like, well, if you overprotect me, then I'm not going to be ready.
It's going to be some like Catholic girl shit where like once they're exposed to something, they go balls out crazy.
Right. But you know,
being sheltered versus, you know, learning appropriately so you have the street smarts.
What was it? What did I just read the other night? It was like about Angelina Jolie. So like Angelina Jolie was like living with her mom. She got into like a serious relationship when she was like 16 or something. And it was so serious that the boyfriend was living in the house with her and her mom, because hands down, like literally verbatim what she said in the interview was like, her mom wanted to provide a safe environment, because if her mom hadn't let him move in, then she would have just gone on the streets and done the same damn thing, and she wouldn't have been able to protect her. And I was like, what?
Ooh. Wow.
That's a hot take.
That's a helicopter parent right there to the extreme.
I was like, I don't think my parents wouldn't have done that.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
No, that's
that's progressive.
First of all, they would have murdered the boy. They would have killed the boy first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird
thing. My daughter, get out of my house, son.
Yeah, he would have got shot.
It goes back to that whole, unfortunate double standard where it's like with women, they're seen as the more use, the less valuable. Men, the more use, the stock goes up. Like a dude that has sex with a lot of women, he's a guy that knows what he's doing, he's the man. Woman has does the same thing. It's like, oh, she's, you know, whore or she's whatever. That's why dudes are threatened by, like, Cardi B. Do you know how many men are angry at Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion?
Like, I'm talking like masculinity is threatened by her.
I'm like, you're pissed about this woman who says that she fucks her man. Well, they're getting divorced, but you know what I mean. Like, people went crazy. It's like, she's talking about fucking her husband. Why are you mad?
Yeah, Offset was like, I want to do the fucking in this relationship.
Yeah, it's like we want to contain. It's like you want to contain it. Like, you want the girl that acts like that, but once you have her, only act like that for me. It's like, no.
In the street, like, freak in the sheets.
Exactly. That's the whole stereotype, but.
It's crazy.
I wonder if it has to do with, you know, when if you have a daughter, you don't want your daughter being digged down by a shitload of guys. So it's like a protective, like you said, like a protective thing. Yeah, but
the guy the hoe bag when he was in high school, college, grows up to have a daughter, and it's like, oh, I know as a man, you know what I did, and I know that's all boys want, that's all what dudes want. So you need to protect yourself from that.
Right there. You just literally address the problem. Like, it's the men's mentality. Like, there's nothing wrong with your girl being sexually active as long as she's having consent.
Yeah.
She can take as much pee or pussy as she wants. Yeah.
Look at freaking Nelly. He takes his daughter to the gynecologist, sits there with the gynecologist.
Is that T.I.?
It was T.I.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, T.I. I'm sorry. My bad, Nelly. My bad. T.I. takes his daughter, I'm sure everybody knows this, and makes sure that her hymen is intact. How embarrassing is that for a young woman that her father has to take her publicly? Like, he has to be there, like, in the room, and the gynecologist has to tell him, like, on the spot, yup, your daughter's virginity is intact, she hasn't been hoe bagging around. Like, the fuck is that?
At some point, you have to know.
Weird, and I feel like I'm kind of like, isn't HIPAA supposed to protect her from shit like that?
He's the guardian.
But no, yeah, but if she's under 18, then I don't think that matters. Once she hits 18, I think that's where.
Once again, women's bodies are a political playground.
Oof, God, look at Alabama.
Alabama, didn't they literally say women can't get abortions?
Yeah, the men who rule the court there have decided what women can do with their bodies.
That is absurd.
All right. Well, I think that's enough cancellation for one night.
I had to look it up. T.I.'s daughter is 19 years old. She's over the age of 18.
Oh.
He still makes her go to the doctor. Like, she lives in his house. So he's like, my house, my rules. You have to go to the gynecologist.
My house, my hymen.
Right.
I mean, does she agree to it? Does he like give her an allowance for keeping her virginity? Because shit, if I got an allowance, I'd probably practice abstinence too.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird because I guess if she's over 18, she would have to allow him to be in the appointments, to know what's going on and everything. Yeah, that's a very weird situation.
That's a very uncomfortable
thing. They just got a relationship like that. I don't know. Would we think differently if it was the mom doing it? Yes. Mm. Double standard.
Well, no. I think it's equally awkward. Yeah. If my mom knew, when I was like, yeah, mom, I'm blowing backs out, bruh. You know, like, I still feel, I think it's equally as bad for dudes, but.
I feel like it's, I don't know, maybe is it worse? Because your mom is like a very your mom is supposed to be a very protective person and all that. And then she's like, she'll judge you. She'll be like, oh man, my sweet little boy is blowing these girls' backs out. Like, oh my God. You know?
Oh my God.
My mom would always tell me, like, whenever I would leave the house, like when I was like, I don't know, 15 and all, there was like no hanky panky. And I'm like, well, mom, I'm going to hang out with my friends. Like, like fucking 15 years old.
Oh my God.
But do you guys think you can tell? You can tell when you're like, if you have like had a kid, right? You can tell at a certain age, like they're doing something, because there's a certain swag you got. Once you like I put it this way, I base it off what I see on Instagram and like TikTok. Mm-hmm. When I see some of these girls, I'm like, if I were their parent, they wouldn't have to even tell me. I'm like, you're out there sucking dick, you're out there blowing backs. I can tell. I can sense your aura. You can feel it because the kid is not walking around like. I don't know. Like, they're walking like a person.
They're walking with a purpose.
You were at Friday night. I know what they do there.
It's a different time, guys. Like, we didn't have all that social media. Like, we had dial up.
Now you got to worry about, like, your kids, like, sexting each other and sending nudes and shit.
Mm. Yeah, true. Before
I'm gonna end this with a recommendation. So Fee and I, we watched the thing called Social Dilemma on Netflix, and it talks about how social media, like these big head gurus, you know, they made like Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, and all that shit. And just kind of, they've found ways, or they've made ways to make social media addicting. And, you know, that kind of plays into the whole part of like these younger generations, you know, they grew up with all this social media and they're just addicted to it. And there was a guy, and I have to figure out what his name was, but he had wrote a book. I think it was called The Coddling of the American Mind, I think, something like that. His name is Jonathan Haidt. Essentially, it was just saying that how when the iPhone was introduced and back in 2010 or something like that, as like the years progressed after 2010, you know, Facebook was introduced, Instagram and all that shit, you could see a spike in female suicide.
Cyberbullying.
Yeah, it's just a massive increase in shit like that. And he, you know, he attributes it to the introduction of social media.
It's true.
Yeah, so...
feel like literally all of our social issues.
Internet anonymity as well. You can hide behind a computer and troll on people all day long with no consequences under you know, a false or fake name. And you know, how are they going to combat that? You know,
it's just a double-edged sword though. Like there's a lot of good that comes from having the world literally flat, where you know what's going on anywhere at any time, and then you have people just ruin it for everyone else. Like. Mm-hmm. Using it selfishly.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, it's kind of how we use it, and it's all up to, like, you know, personal use. Like, how do you want to use it? So it's a whole double-edged sword. But anyway, like I said, I think that is it for us tonight. We will be back shortly. I don't know when this is going to drop, but this is going to drop. What is today? The 20. So this will drop the 26th. And then I think next week we may or may not drop one. Maybe we'll have a week off because I have something important coming up. And I don't know what we'll do. If anyone wants to suggest one, you know, we will be back on the 10th for sure, but maybe we'll drop something on the 3rd.
Wow, that's my birthday weekend.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'll have it queued up. Don't worry. Look, I was queued it up. Other than that, everyone stay puzzled and please don't cancel us.